in this whole journey, you shouldn't fight with Hujjaj. Instead, look after them. Let's learn this with logical understanding. Hujjaj are Duyufur Rahman, guests of Allah. If any guest comes to your house, and if one of your relatives or one of your friends start looking after him, how good would you feel? But guest is mine, but this person is looking after him, isn't it? And what if somebody starts fighting with your guest? You would say, I invited him and he started fighting with my guests, without any comparison. Just for the sake of understanding that when you serve the guests of the house of Allah, then special mercies are showered upon you. You should serve with this intention that you never know whose hajj is accepted. And because of his dua, my hajj is accepted too. I remember I met with somebody, and many times people ask to tell them a wazifa, to go to Medina again and again and again, or to go to hajj again and again. Let me share experience of my own life with you. I've seen in my own life those who've served hujjaj during the journey of hajj or during the journey of haramain. Those who've served guests of Allah, they are called again and again. You can also try this. Try yourself. Okay, so far what we've discussed about those who are soft, kind and help Hujjaj during the journey of Hajj. But there are also some who have habit of fighting with other Hujjaj. Who do you invite again and again? If a guest comes to your house and starts screaming, makes mess, fights with you, when that guest leaves, what do you say to your kids? That we won't call him again. And if any guest comes to your house, kind, nice, loving, caring, and also brings some gifts, what feelings do you have for him? You intend to invite him again, don't you? So you only invite someone to your house who is considerate. So remain kind and respectful in Makkah and Medina. If you want to go again and again, so you have to be very careful during this journey, that you don't hurt anyone's feelings, bearing in mind that this fellow Haji has been invited by Allah and is guest of Allah. When you'll travel with such intentions, then subhanAllah, you'll have different level of feelings in this journey.